Colonel Cole, he was a regimental commander, and he was the 502nd regimental commander in World War II. And so he jumps with his soldiers into combat, leads them in multiple combat operations, and he receives the Medal of Honor. He's one of the two recipients in the division to receive the Medal of Honor during World War II. And he, I'm confirming right now, I want to make sure I got that right in terms of his position. And the reason why he receives his Medal of Honor is, and I'm not even joking, I'm a 10-minute walk away from where his Medal of Honor was received for. And it's just incredibly humbling to have been here and be a part of this. I'm sorry, he wasn't the regimental commander. He was the 3rd Battalion of the 502nd Command.
Okay.
And so we conduct our jump into Normandy in the night of the 5th into June 6th, right? And we're here for about a week before, or it's like 4 or 5 days before we're able to start seizing the city of Carrington. At this point, there is a airborne battalion from Germany, the 6th Airborne Battalion. We've got a fancy German name, and I know it, but I cannot pronounce it or say it to save my life, so I'm not even going to try.
You're good. That's funny.
But you can look him up, and we're tasked with seizing Carrington. They're very well-experienced, battle-hardened veterans. The Germans are, and they know that Carrington is easily defendable. And Germany has been doing a lot to oppress Carrington. It made our jump a lot harder and our mission a lot harder. And so we have to take the city. I mean, that's our primary task. Carrington, for relevance, connects Omaha and Utah Beach. So it's critical that this city is seized so that Omaha can link up with Utah and lines can be established for supply, communications, equipment, etc., men, the whole nine yards, right?
Right.
And we're told, go take the city. So we surround the city on multiple fronts, and Colonel Cole's battalion lines up in the Cabbage Patch, as it's called, and they are tasked with, pushing forward. And he loses approximately 70% of his battalion pushing into the city. They reach a stalemate where they're pushing into the town and they can't get any farther. They've been getting shot at for over 2 hours and they can't make any movement. And for reference, what they're fighting in is they're essentially in a flat field and they have these trenches that are about 2 feet max up, and they're hiding behind a 2-foot trench while they have machine guns, MG-42s, firing into them. And as you can imagine, like, that is not preferable in any way. I mean, it's incredibly difficult task. And throughout this battle, they lose 70% of their time, like I said. And Colonel Cole is like, hey, we're stuck here. We need to do something. We're going to die if we retreat, and we're going to die if we charge. We've got to do something that's going to work. And so he calls in for smoke from artillery. And so the artillery sends in smoke and fogs up the area. And he gives the order to his executive officer and his soldiers. And he says, pass it down the line. Everyone put in a new magazine. Fix bayonets. He waits and for the indicated or the he waits the indicated amount that he said he was going to wait. And he gets up and he starts charging. And soldiers, for reference, have been fighting for 3 days straight, in some cases, physically exhausted. The order doesn't make it down. It's like playing the worst game of telephone you've ever seen. He gets up, and three men go with him. Three men, just charging. And for reference, the machine guns never stopped firing. So they're just doing a bayonet charge into machine guns nests that are just with no protection at all. It's not like you're wearing body armor or anything like that. It's just, you got what you got. And he's like, what the hell? Turns around. His XO sees that he's charging. And his XO is like, oh, this is happening right now. Gets the men. And they're trying to get him out there. Colonel Cole turns around in the smoke. machine gun fire's coming at him, and he goes back and he's grabbing soldiers and he's like, hey, get up if you just sit here. And like half of them charge forward. They don't know what's going on and they're like very confused. And they're like stopping in the middle of the field. And he's like, get up. And like, if you stay here, you're just going to get torn to bits. Like, you have to charge forward. That is the only way, is we have to go forward. And he's pulling these men and he's pulling his men forward to the objective to seize, to get past this causeway. Because again, we've been essentially bottlenecked by the Germans, and the charge is successful. His soldiers push through with him. They take out the machine guns and they push forward into the town and they establish a CP. And that's what allows us to break through. It's one of the key factors of us breaking through the German defenses in Carentan, is we put a lot more pressure on them. So they start expending a lot more ammunition, and eventually they end up retreating on the 12th because they don't have any more ammunition. And for that just incredible action, he receives the Medal of Honor for, you know, just complete disregard for his own life, right? And that kind of, I think that ties back right to what was talked about by General Lee. The division had a rendezvous with Destiny that day, and the Destiny was, we were going to seize this town, and we were going to liberate it from the people who had been oppressed for the past 4 years. They'd been starved for 2 years. They've been starved for over 4 years, and their town had been occupied for almost four as well. And it was, you know, when we were less than 3 days after we had liberated the town, I mean, people, the kids were coming out and they were giving us flowers. They were thanking us, you know, just, it was insane what they were doing for us, because we had just simply gotten rid of the oppressor, right? And I think it's important, like, to recognize that that is a very important day in the division's history, and there are so many more, and I could sit here and we could sit here all night and talk about it, but I think that one is a really important one to recognize, especially with D-Day going on right now.